I'm gonna visit with Miss Bessie this Saturday at lunch, the 15th of January, 72. Now, this is the incomplete one on the old big machine. Channel 1 over, and beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie at lunch, this 15th of January, 72. On the old big machine. Channel 1 over, and beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie this Saturday at lunch, the 15th of September, January, 72.
How are you this morning?
Just fine. I don't have any big shoes.
You're looking
like
at
you.
My shoes. These are boy shoes.
Yeah.
And they're nice weather. Nice for the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I can't wear these shoes over there. I said, I better put them on and wear them in the house because it's wet. So wet out there.
I have a pair like those.
Huh?
I have a pair like those.
You do?
Uh-huh.
These are the children's shoes used to be down at Doris's. And they were too small for them, and so I just took them and put them on. So I said I hadn't taken a walk this morning, so after I walked over. But these shoes tired me out. They're nice around wearing wet weather,
mm-hmm.
But in distance, they're too heavy.
Have to pick them up.
Yeah, I come up dragging them so the horses run. They run from me. Oh, Lord.
You want to wipe your glasses off?
Yeah. Yes, sir, they run.
You think you're making too much shopping?
Yeah, sure.
Hey there.
I come anyway.
Nice walking, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but I got on a pair of shoes. It's too heavy for me.
Them too heavy?
Yeah, look at them. See how heavy they are?
No, they don't look heavy to me.
Oh, they're heavy. They're boy shoes.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Well, they don't look it.
Yeah, they bought them. Their children had them down to Doris's.
Yeah.
And they had thrown them out. And I said, well, I'm going to take them and wear them because I can wear them cold weather, you see.
Sure.
They're nice for cold weather, but they're too heavy to walk in the distance.
They look like it just a fit.
Yeah. Yes, it fits.
Yes, it fits.
Oh, they tired me out coming in. I come on, make so much noise. The horse is broken room. Oh, lots of the horse scared of me. I made too much noise, folks.
They're just looking for a game.
Yeah.
They're feeling good in this frisky weather.
Yes, sir. They broke and run. That's what I said. They're here, but you can't go far because I stay right here.
Well, now, Faye complains about her heavy shoes, you know.
Yeah.
And they're not heavy at all.
Is that so? It is. An awful heavy.
Well, I wear them old boots with a big pair of shoes in them.
Well, you done got used to it. You done got used to it now. I ain't been long wearing these yet.
Well, And that's what you needed over there at the bar when you was over there.
That's right. Something heavy.
Yes.
He's good and heavy all right now.
You what you wear? Just little old thin soles over there?
Well, I've had good soles on my shoes. Because I know standing on that concrete, good soles is to protect your feet. Heavy soles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you didn't have them. You had little old thin soles.
No, I didn't. I had them. I had them over there. Put them on when I get over there. I wouldn't wear. I left them over there, you see.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't. Oh, I see.
Yeah, I didn't take them over. I just leave them over there. Yes, so they were nice and heavy.
Now, I like a guy, some of guys fine toast with my consomme. Miss Bessie.
So you like toast?
I got some of Guy's fine toast. It's right under here.
Smell the toast?
No, it's what he likes. Better.
It's Melba toast.
Melba toast.
Yeah, that's what it is, Faye.
Yeah, he dries it out. You taste some of it right under that.
He did.
Mm, it's good.
Well, don't brag on it, Faye. Just let it make up for mine.
Yeah? She needs to rest a little bit before she.
Hey.
You need to rest a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll catch your breath. That's pretty good air this morning, isn't it?
Sure did. Yes, so that air's cool.
I just picked this up and drank it. And I dip my toast in the consomme.
If that doesn't ruin it, I don't know what would.
Mmm, good.
People have such queer notions.
Yeah, that's right.
You drink milk?
No. Yeah, sweet milk. I drink buttermilk.
I'll get us some buttermilk.
It's best we had 2.5 inches over here.
We did.
That's not.
I don't know how many eggs I had over there.
And I drove that car down the back lane this morning, and it didn't mire down.
No.
That shows you how dry the ground was.
Mm-hmm. It's starting to rain.
Rain all day yesterday?
Yeah.
Miss Boyles ever went out and checked on her cows when they were calving, or did she just leave it all up to them?
Yes. Well, she let the bulls go along with them, though. Kind of calf, the bulls all went together. She didn't separate them.
She didn't want to be bothered.
Mm-mm. What come out of that black and yellow hat over here? You sold him?
Hmm?
You're the black calf.
That been 2 years ago, Matt Bessie.
I know it, but I ain't seen it that soon.
I sold them all. I don't keep them.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it a half?
I keep a few of the heifers.
Just the whole thing, wasn't it?
No, he's that black thing over there. One of the Richardson brothers. Black bull.
I didn't know what the only reason I didn't see him. I thought maybe he had him in the path or something.
Just hold him like that. I thought he was a steer.
Oh, I thought it was a heifer.
I don't believe he was.
No. Made a steer out of him. Shipped him off the market.
Yeah. I guess she had to go out and look over him every now and then, didn't she?
Well, yeah, she'd go out and look over him. She had a had him sort of come round this way.
No.
Come in the, out there.
Yeah. Well, that's where I used to see him up on that hill when I drive by him.
Mm-hmm.
She had them big old, a lot of big cows.
Yeah.
I don't have any cows like that.
This is so funny. Richard and had one of those little funny bull with the nut up on his back, you know.
Yeah.
And so her and Maggie was out there washing. The old bull come across the field. Come on, she said. I'm going to run him out of here. I'm going to beat him good. I don't want him in here. She got out there after the bull. The bull got after her. And made bull run. They run the bull, and she come in here. She called Mr. Richardson. You better come in and get this that bull, because I'm scared of him. In my yard, and I'm going to run him out. I can't run him out. She tried her best to run him out, but she couldn't run that bull out. Every time she'd run him out, run after him, he'd do his head like that after her.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah, one little, what you call them, old bull?
One of them old Angus bull.
Yeah.
Angus. Black Angus bull.
Yeah. So she had to call him to come get him.
They get through the fence over there every night.
Really?
Oh, yeah. In the breeding season, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They get through. It takes more than one fence to hold a bull, Miss Bessie.
Yes, it do.
You got to have two apart.
Yeah, so that bull run then.
I don't know if you speak to them. They seem to behave. Miss Boyles could speak to them, couldn't she?
Mm-mm, not them kind.
Well, maybe that's one of them big old Bremers.
Yeah, that old Bremer bull.
Oh, yes.
Walter was in the past out there. Over there where they had a pastor back over there. That bull went there and got come after him and put him over the fence. Yeah, the bull threw him over the fence.
Yeah. He got up there. He was trying to get over the fence and the bull helped him.
Yeah, he's trying to get out the way. The bull pushed him on over. Well, them old cows are dangerous. You know they are?
Yeah.
And some people just got nothing but them, a path full of them.
Yeah, just the woods full of them.
I'm scared of them.
I that's what I wanted.
Bremer?
Yes, but I was a little afraid to have them.
Don't you fool anything, you'll kill you.
So, I never bought any of them.
And it'll kill you. I'm telling you the truth. They don't take no food.
Yeah, once they get ideas, they're hard to handle. And he got after Meg and Miss Carriott both.
Yay. He come after them both. They both run in the house. And he said she should call Mr. Richard to come get him. Couldn't get him out.
What do you know about that? Now, I'll tell you. Say, that was a pair.
I'd like to have been around.
I'll bet you when Miss Carrie and Mag got going out there, things happened.
Oh, so she, yes, so she did run both of them in the house. She's a big woman going to put him out.
You know, I'd just give anything to be in the, behind the door when Mag and Miss Carrie was talking about things. I'll bet you that would have been lively.
I guess so.
And Mag helped her wash.
Mag helped her do most anything right here. Oh, they're sworn buddies.
Went on for a good while, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, now, let me see. While Miss Carr was living here, now, Mag doesn't work over here all the time.
Oh, no. No.
She worked at other places, too.
No, she didn't work nowhere but over here.
Didn't she?
Hmm. No, she didn't work nowhere. She just helped her out over here.
Well, gee whiz. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you know? Well, Miss Carr had a garden? Garden plot there. That's where I put my silage trench and I ruined it.
It did?
Yeah, it was a good plot. Oh, it was just beautiful.
We thought she had a garden there. Raise your hand.
Well, no, she never had no garden. She had this stuff down in the field. She built had a down in the field where they had vegetables and things. She used to have oh that pond over the squash and tomatoes.
She just got to put a roll out there in the field where there's cultivating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now, she never had just any one of the men working for her, like Mr. Gill. He just happened to have a nine that he worked for her.
It was regular when he did work. He worked, he used to plow all the soil and ground making. She had watermelons over there.
Yeah.
And she made some watermelons over there.
And he's the one that grew them?
Mm-mm. She rented the man, her man. She rented the ground to her man.
Yeah.
And he made, oh, so many melons there. And, when his time was up, well, he had so many melons over here, she wouldn't let him get them.
That was Noel Orford.
Yeah. She wouldn't let him go.
Yeah.
And she put the towels in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess he must have had about 10 loads of more after he had gathered all the best ones, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, middle behind that was, come on, you know. I bet he had about 10 of those great big ones.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't let him get them.
She really got him.
Well, that was so mean in her.
Well, now, did Mag go along with her on that?
Oh, no. She rented the ground to a man.
I know.
But after he got the Millens off of the ground, then she wouldn't let him get the other.
I know the man.
Well, she made him kill her.
Yeah. I know the man that grew up.
You do?
Yes. He had Noah Offord down here.
Yeah?
Yes.
But she wouldn't let him get her.
Yes, sir. He told me about it.
Did he?
Yes.
He had some melons over there.
Yeah.
And she just wouldn't let him get them. I think that was so mean in her.
Oh, she's mean, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
Well, now, Mag didn't learn that meanness from Miss Carrie.
No, Mag had that her own devil to her own self.
Even before she ever knew Miss Carrie.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, she had that devil in her.
That must have been fair, Faye. I'm telling you.
Two people with devils on.
That is fair. Now, about when was that Reverend Emmons over here? Was that during Miss Carrie's time?
Let me see. Yeah, when she was here.
She was here. Well, now, Miss Bessie, the way you told that, it sounded like Mag was, she was in pretty good health then.
Well, she was. She was. She was in good health. But Mag just nasty mean. I'm telling you, she was just nasty and mean. She had the devil in her.
Now, what was the word you used the other day when I come down there? You said she kept things going.
She did what?
You said she kept things going.
Going?
Yeah.
May.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't remember.
You know, like you said, she'd talk about people. And she'd keep things up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't have no fuss with nobody around there but Law.
Yes.
She didn't have no fuss with nobody but Law.
Yeah.
Yes, her and Law just couldn't get along.
But Laura wasn't put out with Mag.
Mm-mm.
Just Mag with Laura.
Yeah.
That's queer, isn't it?
It sure is. No, Laura wasn't put out with her. But she was just put out with Laura. She didn't have nothing to do with Laura. And her and Laura used to be good friends.
Oh, they were?
Oh, yeah, they were good friends. Years ago, Laura went to Palm Beach. See, she lived down in Palm Beach. And after she come back up here, then her and Mag fell out.
Oh.
I don't know what they fell out about, but her and Mag fell out.
Yeah, it don't take much.
Oh, no, sure.
Something very small.
Yes. No, no, some foolish too.
I wish I had paid more attention to Laura when she was still here when I come.
Yes, she was.
You can have a bite of that. It won't hurt you.
I'm like, what is it?
Fruitcake.
Where are you?
I had a piece. I was putting it on.
You see that red bird up there?
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting up there on the suet this morning.
He was.
And he was every now and then just taking a big bite of suet, and he looked like he was the head man around there. And all of a sudden, he disappeared, and there was a little smoke left. And it hovered over the suet there for a minute. And it was feathers. And I looked over in the middle of that feeding station, and there was the oriole just sitting there as big as you please, and everybody else gone.
Is that so?
And that's the first time he showed up this season. And what he did, he hit that red bird and just ripped out all them feathers along his breast feathers where it was.
Oh.
And the air wasn't blowing. And they just hung over that suet, and some of them still right there in the wire, right above that suet.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw that before.
No.
But he hadn't been back.
Hadn't been back.
And he didn't eat any suet after he got down here.
He didn't.
He must have been just mad at that cardinal.
I guess so.
It happens so fast, I didn't see it.
No. Pray it backwards, sir.
All those snowbirds.
They're little tippies, tipping sparrows.
Mm-hmm. They like the grain, don't they?
I never saw any of those little snowbirds down this far. They may come. Little bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
But these fellows come, and they do love that, them little seeds.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they like. Now, they eat that suet, too. But what they like is the seeds. They just gather the evidence.
See that wind out there?
Wind.
Uh-huh.
That's small.
Was it cold? Cooling when you came up?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. But not much.
No, but it's pretty brief.
Yes, sir.
You'll have to take walks with you.
Yeah. It has linen in it, though.
Fine. Just fine.
I laughed about him. I made sure he didn't get drunk. I was scared because I knew his mother, he'd come over here and his mother might get mad about it. But I'm telling you, he...
He liked that.
Dara said to me, she said, you know, he just kept a drinking, and nobody could see nothing to it. I said, well, I said, he just seen it today, and he'd get up and go get his glass filled up, just there. Yes, he'd go fill his glass up, come back and sit down up there and drink, and then go back and get another glass. I said, well, that boy sure will get through.
No, that's hand painted. I wonder who had a garden out here.
Miss Oh, wait a second. Oh, there's some people stayed in here. And they had a garden out there.
So there was a garden out there.
Yeah, they had a garden.
Who had it?
I started to say Miss Nicey, but it wasn't her, just...
Willie Welch.
Hmm? Wasn't Miss Nicey.
Willie Welch.
I don't forgot who that was.
You don't remember the Welch family?
Who? The Welch?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yes, I remember them. I know Welch.
Remember them?
Miss Welch?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Miss Sally?
Mm-hmm. Guess how she lost this place. Fool me, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Letting him take the payments.
No, he took the money and spent it on his girlfriend.
Yeah. Was she giving the money?
Yes. Yeah. And he would... She thought he was paying it. But she had done wrong because she should have asked him for the receipts.
Sure.
So James got mad because she gave the money to Pinky.
Yeah.
And didn't pay no attention to him. And he got mad and he went on and got married and left him here.
And yeah, started working for himself.
Yeah.
And they lost the place.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl's name was Miss Sally, was Sarah?
Yeah.
And she said that the calves, them chickens, didn't belong to, they belonged to her. They didn't belong to...
The calves, the income, And the chickens all belong to Sarah. They wasn't on the paper.
Now, they had screen on that porch one time.
Yes. Is it Pinky's wife or James? It's Pinky's wife. Screening that porch. And she tore it all off. She took it down.
Cookie's wife did that?
Pinky.
I mean, Pinky's wife did that?
Yes, sir.
And tore down the screen?
Yeah, she took it all off the porch. When they were, had to leave, you see. So she took it all down.
Well, what in the world? Oh, it was hers.
Oh, yeah, she bought it and put that there. She didn't know they had to get out, you know. I think she was named Dot. Dot, they called her. Now, I find a thing, I think she was related to Miss Jane. Mm-hmm. Jane Wood.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, it's her. Later to Miss Jane.
Well, I've heard several people around the neighborhood say they've eaten many a meal at Miss Sally's table.
Well, she was. Miss Sally was a nice woman. She was a lovely woman. And then she was an old neighbor, you see. Like Miss Collins and all that. She was an old neighbor. And they all hated so bad. And then she had some people living at it was Wildwood, it was somewhere down there, but anyway. She never let them know that anything had happened. So they come up here and they say if she had to let them know anything about it, what I mean, they were taking care of the place for us, but she didn't. So after it happened, she just let it run on just like it was. Because they hated so bad that Miss Sally had to leave here, you know. And then she hated to leave here.
Well, goodness, just losing her place was bad.
Yeah. Oh, two or three people moved in here and they didn't stay. Just come here to, you know, stayed a while and work a little bit and left here.
It'd be nice to see. I like to think about Miss Sally being here and enjoying it. Did they work the place?
Who, the people?
Miss Sally's people. What did they do on the place?
They farmed. After Mr. Wells died, you know,
Pinky was the only one that it was the fault of everything. Because James was different from him. He was kind of lazy. Pinky was. He didn't like the farm work.
And it would be him that she gave the money to.
Oh, yeah.
Why, Miss Bessie, that was over a long period of time that she must have done that.
Well, she did. She thought Peggy was taken care of. And this is what I mean, she didn't even ask him about it. If she didn't see no money, no bills, it was her place to find out. But she thought so much of Pinky, she trusted me, you know, like that. He take the money, spend it on a kind of big time girlfriend. She was a crazy one.
Yeah.
And Jane wouldn't have done that.
Was he the
old? He thought more of his mother than that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pinky didn't care. No, he didn't care.
It looks like she would have known that, wouldn't you?
It looks so. Because she used to come over to, Uncle Butler was living there. She used to come over there lots of times. Sit down and talk.
Oh, talk to Uncle Butler.
Mm-hmm.
He was nice.
Yeah.
Well, was he Mag's father?
Mm-hmm. Him and Aunt Hannah was Mary's mother. And that was my mother's sister.
Oh. Well, where'd Mag get her fiery ways?
Uncle Butler.
Oh.
You know, he didn't bother nobody. But he just wouldn't take no foolishness off it. He wouldn't take no foolishness off anybody. That's where she got that from, Uncle Butler.
Oh, well, Uncle Butler wouldn't take any foolishness off of anybody, guy.
Oh, he wouldn't?
No.
What? Oh, yes, yes, yes. And that's where Mag got some of her fire. You see that thing out there, Faith? You see that?
Yeah, I saw it drive up.
You see that lid on it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Got it brand new, except he didn't buy it anymore. He got it from somebody else. That's nice. That'll keep it dry. And lock it. But he can't get me a little coil. Is that something?
Mm-hmm. Miss Sally, as you were saying, would go down and sit on the porch and talk to Uncle Butler about her troubles. And God didn't hear you say these people.
Oh, Miss Sally knew Uncle Butler.
Oh, yeah, she been known Uncle Butler. Uncle Butler lived a long time after he came down here.
Yeah. And
Uncle Butler used to work, plow and work that ground over there.
Yes.
He was a big farmer.
And a good farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had boys, you know. Uncle Butler had boys.
Yes.
And then done all this plowing. Uncle Butler had John and Eulis and Ellie and Doc. See, he had a lot of boys.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to work. He didn't have to fly none of it because it was boys all the time.
He had boys.
Yeah, all boys fly.
Yeah.
And you know, all those boys, David won. I don't know, they just died.
They just scattered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they scattered New Orleans.
Yeah. You know, you have known a lot of nice people, haven't you?
Yeah.
Now, Miss Sally was nice.
Oh, yeah, she's just as nice as she could be. She's dead now.
And she could cook.
Yeah, she's dead.
That's that old stove right over at the corner where she cooked all them biscuits.
Yeah, so she could cook. So, Sarah come down once and she and her husband was a gift. So Mag told her, now you be good to that child because you're going to, because that's Miss Sally's daughter and you be nice to her. I don't want to hear tell her you fighting or anything like that. Sing a little laugh.
Yeah.
Barefooted?
No, I have on these.
Well, I saw Jimmy and his brother, what's his name?
Pinky.
Well, I never saw Sarah. She moved off up to the Carolinas, didn't she?
Yeah, she was with her mother.
Yeah. Well, mother went with her.
No, she went with her mother. So Miss Sally had a sister up there.
Oh, did she?
And the sister got Miss Sally to come up there.
Yes. And Sarah went with her up there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where she married.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Yeah.
That she said that Miss Sally was one of the old neighbors, like Miss Collins.
Yeah.
And they hated to see her go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all hated to see her go because, you know, they all tend the same church down there. And Miss Sally had been here for years. Had been right here for years. And they all hated to see her leave. Because she was such a good friend to them all.
Yeah. Oh, you know they
to
did.
The riches, huh?
You know they hated to
yeah.
see her go.
Good friend to the Richardson and old man Shelley, his wife and all of that. Good friends.
Mm-hmm. And Uncle Butler?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, how did she get along with Mitt and them?
Mitt?
Uh-huh.
Well, all right, far as I know, but you see, Miss Liza wasn't here.
She wasn't here then?
Mm-mm.
That's before she'd come.
So Liza, she wasn't here, she... Mitt and his father, they were down there. Now, his his wife was a half sister of my uncle, lived in Micanopy. She was a half Francis. She was a half sister to her.
But now, Uncle Butler never stirred things. Yes, he did. Uncle Butler got things stirred up too every now and then, didn't he?
Yeah, I tell you, he wouldn't take no food.
Yeah.
But he never bothered him about it.
Yeah.
No, he never bothered him about it.
Well, now, he wasn't nosy like Mag.
Oh, no. Hmm. Like a brother of mine, his own business.
But Mag and her friends, like Belle James, they was a little nosy.
Oh, yeah. Well, she had a brother in class with them. He was an older man, you see. He didn't clash with them.
Yeah. And they kept things stirred up a little bit for you. That's what I was kind of, you know.
Yeah. They like to stir things up, Mag and
yeah.
Belle.
Mm-hmm.
It's more fun that way.
Well, I reckon so. Fun to them. Yes, sir.
Well, I kept thinking about that. You know, that's kind of easy to do. Now, you know, like up here, and all this bunch up here at Martha's.
Around the corner.
Yeah. You see, they got so many coming in out of there, and somebody always stirs something up, ain't they? Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't seen Isaiah in some time. That's his car out there.
He was in the house.
Was he?
No, Isaiah goes go to work and he don't come back till late.
Yeah.
He go see his girlfriend.
Oh, he got a girlfriend?
Yeah, he got a girlfriend. So he stayed out half of the night. It's about 12 o'clock. One sometime coming.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
So he got his own key, and I don't have to open the door.
Yeah. He come in the back door.
No, he come in the front.
Front door.
Yeah, he was in the house if you were there. But he, you know, so quiet. You never know he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's awful quiet. He don't make no noise.
He don't talk much either.
No.
Now you see, I haven't talked to him since he's been up over here, Miss Bessie.
You haven't?
No, sir. Not one time.
No, he don't have much to say. Well, I guess that's the best way. You talk to him with him, and he says, I ain't got no business. Yes, sir. No, he don't have much to say.
Now, he been picking oranges?
Well, in the evenings when he come home. He come, get off at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And he's keeping one out of the orange grove.
He just don't even stop at the house.
No, he don't stop at the house. He just keep on to the orange grove.
Well, now, can he make a little money doing that?
Yeah. Well, he can pick on you.
He knows how to do that.
Oh, yeah, he can pick on you.
Yeah.
He don't miss no eating if he get 8 and 10 boxes.
Yeah.
Ladies, he come to the grove, you see.
Yeah. Well, now, I don't know what they pay.
I don't know either what they pay a box. But they must have paid pretty good, I don't know.
Yeah, he wouldn't go down there unless they paid pretty good.
No.
Would you say 50 cents?
Hmm.
A 50 cents a box?
Something like that.
So the man that picks the oranges makes more off the box than the man that grows them, don't he?
Sure do.
Say, that trumpet vine is just as full as it can be, and but this rain...
Making them fall off.
Making them fall off.
Yes, it's all the ground is white. Look like snow around there.
It does. Does that trumpet bush grow fast?
Yes. It ain't hard to grow.
Why don't more people have them? They're pretty.
There's so many people that ain't got them. I got that in a little small bush from Miss Liza.
Oh, really?
Now, she didn't, and all of hers died. I don't know what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the cold weather kills the leaves, but, you see, and I always cut it down, cut it clean off to the ground.
Yeah.
So the sap don't go down in it, you see, and kill it. Now I sent Miss Davis out for her, because she said she couldn't make it live, and so I sent two over there for her, and it grew tall as a house, and held full of bloom too.
Mm-hmm. And she couldn't make them live.
Yeah. It ain't, I don't see what's the matter. They ain't hard to live. They'll live easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very easy. I don't see your crew out there, Kate Jester.
It's out there.
I see it.
I show it to you. I think it's in the wrong place, though. I don't think it gets enough sun.
You think so?
Where are you going to put my trumpets? You're not going to let me put them out.
No. I think it'd be pretty over that little house, there's a trailer.
Yeah.
In front of the trailer.
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty there.
There'd be enough sun there for them, too.
No sun. Well, they don't take too much sun.
Yeah, that's a good place.
I tell you, Miss Bessie,
mm-hmm.
Right up there at the corner where that big old, right behind that little cedar tree,
mm-hmm.
where I've got them pokeberries,
mm-hmm.
that'd be a nice place because it's out there where nothing, where it'll get plenty of water.
Yeah.
And there's no bahia grass that's been dug up around there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd make a good place for you.
Yeah.
Right there with that big old pokeberry bush. It's like the pokeberry bush. You cut them down, they get killed off,
yeah,
and they come up again.
Yeah.
This pokeberry's already coming out.
Is it?
Yeah. It's coming out. It's way up there.
Hmm.
You know, huh?
You know, people eat that.
Yeah.
They call it pork salad.
Pork salad.
They eat the little youngs when they come up.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
They used to have more of it around. Now they mow it down so bad now they don't have much.
Yeah.
I tell you, the thing that grows the prettiest is that old fennel, thicker thing, that old purple thistle.
Cactus?
It's a thistle, you know. It just sets down in the ground just like this, and it shoots that stem up and with that.
It's a cactus, isn't it?
Bloom on it. Yeah. Now that's pretty, Miss Bessie.
Yes, it is.
Now, I don't know of anybody that grows them in the garden.
No.
You better not step on one in the pasture.
You ruin your feet.
But now it's a beauty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything that's any prettier.
Yeah, they are pretty.
Oh, they are pretty. If you had a row of them out there somewhere.
Oh, no. No. No, not those cactus.
Miss Bessie, tell me what that one word was that you used the other afternoon when I was down there about Meg. She kept things in the stew, but that wasn't the way you said it. How was it?
Kept things what?
Kept things in the stew. But that wasn't the way you said it.
Who, Mag?
Yeah, Mag and them, Bell James and several of them.
I don't know.
But now you said it several times, and I just can't remember the word you used.
If I knew what you say, I would.
Well, don't you know they talk about people,
mm-hmm.
and kept saying sort of up in the air. They didn't do anything to people; they just talk.
Mm-hmm. Just kept something going.
Kept something going. Yes. That's right. Just kept something going. Yes. I never can think of the right word. Miss Daisy was washing. She washed a lot last week, Miss Bessie. This week.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, she washed her clothes.
Yeah.
And then she washed mine.
Oh, she did.
Well, the welfare got told me to get her to wash. Get somebody.
Uh-huh.
Now, I didn't know nobody.
Uh-huh.
So I was asking Miss Daisy, would she do it? Would, you know what I mean? Because they'd pay, you know. Because they know that I wasn't.
Channel run over? Channel, wait a minute.
I used to good wash, but I just couldn't do it. And I couldn't get...